This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And joining us for the second hour is one talented actress. She has been on television, on Broadway, on the big screen. She used to play the mom on The Waltons. She is playing the grandmother on a Netflix special called Jeffrey Dahmer. Michael Lerner will be here. Boy, I tell you, she is really a seasoned artist. And speaking about a seasoned artist and beautiful, Angie Harmon. I love her voice from Azolian Isles. Wow. And we're going to be talking to a new comedian that's out right now, funny guy. Doug We Met will be on the program, and our lifestyles portion will include Dean Cameron and Kelly Edwards. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour actress, Michael Lerner.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gets better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. And hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
And we are back, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. And boy, if you don't remember that theme song, you have been living under a rock for a long, long time. Of course, it's from the Waltons. And we're going to be talking to someone I don't think that we've had on our show in the 32 years that we've been doing it. She is quite a lady. She has received 4 Emmys, and she is the Best Actress Award recipient at Soho International Film Festival, Best Actress at the Hollywood Women's Film Festival for Second Acts, honored at the Las Vegas MegaFest International Film Festival with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Joining us right now is Michael Lerner. Hi, Michael. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine, Ron. Nice to talk to you.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you, too. And I wish that we had about 17 hours to talk about all the things that you've done in a remarkable career. But it's nice to have you here. I must tell you that it is kind of an unusual thing in business in general when you're able to start a project exactly 50 years after another project that you started that was so unbelievable. The Waltons celebrating 50 years ago when it started. That doesn't seem possible, does it?
No, it's terrifying.
To say the least.
I believe it. I mean, you know when you're young and you hear older people say, oh, I've known my friend for 20 years. And
yes.
You think, 20 years?
Yeah.
How can you know someone for 20 years? And now I'm talking about something that was seems like yesterday, but it was 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
Amazing.
And an institution, really. And, boy, I tell you something. You know, you were a favorite mom there, but you had a ton of competition back in those days with people like, well, you had Marion Ross, and you had Caroline Ingalls, and you had the Brady Bunch. Boy, I tell you, you persevered. You know what amazed me about that show, Michael, is the fact that at that time, there were shows like Dallas on, you know, the shows about the rich. This show, taking place in the Great Depression, struck a chord with so many people. It was amazing.
Yes, it did. And I think the bottom line is family, too.
Yeah.
I think all those shows, I think people love family. The idealized version, they don't care that it's a bit idealized. They want the comfort of, if they didn't have it as kids, they want the comfort of seeing it. And if they did have it as kids, they feel nostalgia.
Yeah, absolutely right. Big thing coming up here on November 17th, you're going to gather all of the individuals with a reunion, if you will, at the opening of the Hollywood Museum. Tell us about that, Michael.
Oh, it's exciting as all get out. I was going to say it's as exciting as hell, but then I thought I'm not supposed to use words like that again.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
in this environment that we have right now, I don't think anything is off color.
But, it really, we love it when we get together. We have such a good time, and I don't know what to expect now because, you know, now that you've mentioned it, who knows who's going to show up? Maybe nobody, maybe a lot of people. But the Hollywood Museum is a great museum. It really is. Danelle Gadigan is the woman who actually made it happen, and she's done a fabulous job. So I'm donating something to the museum, and the kids are, and we'll be there, and I love question and answers. It's a lot of fun, and mostly we're incorrigible as a group. We just giggle and laugh and tell jokes, and we're kind of ridiculously stupid, but it's fun.
I still watch that on a channel called MeTV. I was watching it the other night.
I thought it was on that.
Yeah, and it stands up so well because it's timeless. Because even when it was on first run, it was old from the standpoint of when it took place. So it'll never, you know, go away, thank goodness.
Yeah, it was very smart that way because it was, because it was set in the Depression. It kind of keeps it timeless, timeless. I think that's what you're saying.
Well, and I tell you, I think some of the youngsters should be watching it so they know what it was like a few years back when everything wasn't, you know, given to you on a silver platter, although I'm questioning how that's going now, but, you know what I'm saying. Now, let's talk about the hit at hand, all right? And now in its second week on Netflix as a top 10 show, it's called Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story on Netflix, and the numbers are unbelievable. It's the ninth most popular TV show of all time with over 496 million hours viewed. That's a long time. It's the story of Jeffrey Dahmer, which is a very, very gruesome story, and I was watching it last week. Wow, unbelievable. And you play his grandmother.
I do, who loved him, who apparently didn't know what he was doing, hopefully didn't know what he was doing. And I couldn't find any information about her in my research. I researched a lot about him, and it was pretty creepy, I'll tell you. Very good-looking guy, very handsome, really, and talked about these ghastly things as if he were just talking about the movie he saw yesterday, you know?
Yeah. Was it tough to make it, and was it exceptionally tough when you were playing somebody that was real?
Well, I didn't get a sense of who she was from whatever I... There were a couple of home movies where I just saw her, visual of her, but there was no talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get a sense of her accent or any of that. But I had a sense of who she was just by the way she moved. She was always with a cat, so she obviously loved cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I love cats, too. So, I don't know, she just kind of got in me. I have to say, I'm always very critical of my work when I watch it. And this one, I just kind of got involved and I almost forgot it was me.
So,
I felt very happy about that.
Well, someone so versed and experienced in that industry of acting, that's quite a statement. Now, let's talk very briefly about how difficult this was even to watch being made. I mean, this man was a wild animal, if you will. Were there any surprises? Because, you know, you and I both remember all this was taking place between 1978 and 1991. Was it tough to see how he really acted when you saw the picture go into production?
Well, yeah. I'm honestly so tough that I couldn't watch a lot of it. I can't. I used to take in when I was married, in a former marriage, the father of my kids, I took in a couple of boys who were in the position that some of the boys that Jeffrey Dahmer brutally murdered and tortured. And these these are just vulnerable kids that, you know, have abusive homes, and they don't know where to go, they don't know who to trust, and then some charming, good-looking guy comes along, and they're just like prey.
Did you ever come away with the idea, and this sounds kind of bizarre, but maybe you felt sorry for the guy? Because there are a lot of people out there that are mass murderers that we all despise, hate, but then you realize that something's wrong with them.
I was on a train coming from New York to Connecticut, and this guy walked, got on the train at one of the stops, and he was dressed in that kind of Nero suit, in the, you know, Nero.
Yeah.
Nehru, thank
right.
you. And he had hair to his shoulders, kind of curly, and he was pleasant looking and looked well dressed for the time. And he came down and sat down next to me, and as he sat down, the smell was overwhelming, the smell of an unwashed body.
Yeah.
He smelled like he hadn't bathed in 15 years. And I saw that the suit was kind of grubby and dusty, and the shirt was really dirty. And he started talking to me and would say things like, do you think it's wrong to put a little three-year-old boy's hand on a hot stove?
Really?
Do you think it's wrong to knock a dresser over on a little boy? I said, are you talking about you? And he said, no, I'm just asking. Do you think it's wrong? And of course I said, yes, it's very wrong. It's terrible. And then he kept asking these weird questions about, basically, about torturing a child.
Oh,
and I thought to myself, I have a feeling this guy is doing this to some poor little boy somewhere. And I wasn't old enough or wise enough to get more information from him. And all I basically did at the time was, I got off the train, I said, you need therapy and you need it badly. Go get a therapist.
Wow.
And get healthy.
That's frightening.
But I wonder, you know, sometimes you're sitting next to a serial killer on a bus
mm-hmm.
or on a train or, you know, in the grocery line. And you don't know it.
Right.
These people go home and do the horrible things.
That is frightening. Michael, I know you're on a horrendously busy schedule talking about what's going to be coming up on the 17th and the rest of this series that's going to be continuing on Netflix, but I want to talk so much to you about all the other things that you've done on stage, on Broadway, on the big screen, and I would love to have you come back at a time when you have the time so we can chat a little bit longer. You're a terrific guest, an outstanding artist in your profession.
Oh, thank you. That makes my day. Yes, I'd love that.
Let's do it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Michael Learned. She, of course, is starring in Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story in the second week on Netflix with over 496 million hours viewed. Of course, she played the mom on The Waltons, where she won all kinds of awards. She is absolutely the premier actress on television, on the big screen, on stage, and now with this movie that is doing so well for Netflix. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Boy, am I excited about having our next guest. Not only does she have a successful TV show that I watch all the time, Rizzoli and Isles, but she has also been seen on so many other shows, Law and Order, Baywatch, the list goes on and on, and television movies with things like Lawn Dogs and Fun with Dick and Jane. She's a fashion model, she's a TV star, and I got to tell you something, she's gorgeous. Joining us right now is Angie Harmon. Hi, Angie, how are you?
Well, hi. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing good. You see, people sometimes think that, you know, when I say something like that, I'm just saying because the guest is here. But, you know, when things are true, it's just an easy thing to say because you are all of those and more.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
I was telling you before we went on the air, I really like this show. You are very cool in this.
Thank you very much. She's a lot of fun to play, Miss Rizzoli. And we've had such a blast in the season. All of us really, really love each other and adore each other. And I think that translates, you know, in all the characters. And it's a really good time. It's great storytelling. It's, you know, the fact that we're on TNT, we can have a little more creative license. So we get to be sexier, we get to be funnier, we get to be scarier. And, you know, it's an actor's dream, really.
It's nice about the fact that you're on TNT because what happens is you do have that little bit of latitude and longitude that you don't normally have on conventional network.
That's right. And that's, you know, what I love about TNT, but also the fact that, you know, I go in, I work for 6 months, but I work for 6 months, and then I'm off for 6 months, so I can go be mommy.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And you know what gets me whenever I watch these shows, or whenever I've seen people from the police department that are a female, or whenever I see a television movie where they had a pretty nurse, I never get these kind of people to deal with. I always get people that don't look like you, Angie, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's because you're not in Boston.
Oh, okay. All right. Then obviously, I got to move. I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, and boy, that's something that is pretty common for me. Now, with this busy schedule that you have, and you know, your husband is a former football player, defensive back for the New York Giants, and you have 3 children. I didn't realize that you were born in Dallas, Texas, and your parents were professional models too.
Yes, that is right. I was born in Dallas, Texas. Both my parents were models. Yeah, so it's just kind of some sort of camera has been around me pretty much my entire life.
Wow, that's great. Well, rightfully so, too. So now with all of this going on in your life, you also speak about what is very important and something that I am a big proponent of, and that's helping parents to get their children to love their vegetables, which has been a lifelong kind of goal for parents. You know, how do you do that?
You know, that was one of the prominent reasons of why I signed on to help create awareness for our kids and what they're eating and vegetables. And, you know, loveyourveggies.com is such a fantastic website. It's giving
tips and tricks and, you know, blogs from mommies, and it's just letting people know, hey, you know, you're not the only one that's having a hard time with this. Here's some tips or tricks that, you know, have worked. Like, for example, my tip was, you know, when my girls come home from school, I know they're starving, I know they're going to want a snack, so I will put like a plate of carrots, celery, and cucumbers and the vegetables that I know that they like. And I know that they're going to come in, take a couple of dips, a couple of carrots, and then they're gone and running. And that to me makes me feel good. You know, yesterday I spent the day with about 10 different kids, and we all made veggie pizzas, which I was like, okay, yeah, fine. But we made faces with all the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there thinking, how have I been a mommy for 7 years, and I've never thought of doing this? They loved it. They cooked them, they ate them, and, you know, they really thoroughly enjoyed themselves just because it was them that was doing it. They were being creative. It was their project.
You know what breaks me up is when you tell somebody that you're having a veggie pizza, because I have them occasionally too, and they say, oh, goodness gracious. If you take off the pepperoni and you don't use meat sauce, it's pretty easy and pretty doggone good because basically it's cheese, vegetables. I mean, it's a very tasty pizza.
Oh, they're delicious, absolutely. And I always put jalapenos on mine.
Now, are you a vegetarian?
No. What? I'm from Texas. Oh. No.
I never thought of that, right? You'd be thrown out as a native, you know that?
Exactly. Yeah. The whole state would get rid of me.
There's a campaign that was on, I don't know, a couple of months back where, I don't even know what it was for, but you know, the kids were really enjoying their vegetables, and the mother didn't want to tell them that there was really healthy food in it because then they would not enjoy it. Why is there a stigma between healthy food and healthy food not tasting good, which is something that is very prevalent in children, yet it's not true?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. I think that, you know, you can make healthy food taste very good. I mean, I know I do. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm a very good cook, and I cook very healthy food for them.
Did you enjoy vegetables when you were younger, or were you one of us?
No, I was kind of a savory person, so I was usually, vegetables didn't bother me at all.
I never really embraced them, but I love them now. I mean, I got to tell you something. There is nothing in the vegetable line that I don't like, with possibly the exception of cooked carrots. But I went to a restaurant a couple of months back that prepared them in such a fashion that they were unbelievable. But spinach, cauliflower, broccoli, peas, beans, I love all that stuff.
I know. I do, too. I'm the same way.
I don't know what it is. It must be just an age deal, because when you get older, you just seem to gravitate to that.
Well, I don't know. I always run this test by my kids. I'll be like, okay, if you had nachos or an ice cream sundae, which one would you pick?
Yeah, I think I'd go for the ice cream sundae.
Oh, would you really? No, see, I'd totally go nachos.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is this our first argument?
Ice and the, oh, it's so good.
The only reason I said that, really, is because of the salt in the nachos. Are you talking about the nacho shell or the actual nachos?
Oh, like a plate of nachos. Like, what would you rather eat? Would you rather eat, like, a plate of nachos and the works? You know, sour cream and guacamole and, you know, meat and cheese and onions and all that good stuff. Or would you rather eat ice cream sundae? And I think that usually tells you which side you lean toward, if you're more a savory person or you're more a sweet person.
Now that you mention it, I'd probably go for the nachos, too. I was picturing something else.
No.
It's the theater of the mind, as they say about with radio. It's the theater of the mind. How do you keep all of this together? I mean, how do you actually juggle all these things in a busy career, Angie?
I have a really fantastic husband. Our schedules have just really kind of worked out that way. I mean, when he's working, I'm not. When I'm working, he's not. And it just, you know, we've just been really blessed in that arena.
Now, your own website is Angie/Harmon.com, correct?
No. That's the Twitter. It's at Angie_Harmon. And then my website, I guess, is AngieHarmon.com.
You're on Twitter?
Yes. I love it. It's so fun.
And I suggest everybody tune in on TNT to see Rizzoli and Isles. Great show. Keep up the super work on that, Angie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, it's been a delight having you here. Please come back again.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Sounds like a winner. Thanks, Angie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Our very special guest is the very talented actress and model, Angie Harmon. Boy, and I love her voice. We're going to remind everybody to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. With most Americans delaying or skipping new COVID-19 booster shots, analysts and investors say far fewer will be given each year, pushing the number below annual flu vaccinations. Pfizer expects to roughly quadruple the price of its vaccine to about $110 to $130 per dose after the U.S. purchase program expires, though insured people likely will keep getting it at no cost. Twitter's general counsel told employees that the company had no plans for big layoffs after a Washington Post report said Elon Musk planned to get rid of nearly 75% of the staff if his bid to buy the social media firm is successful. And tens of thousands of people marched in Berlin on Saturday in a show of support for protesters in Iran, where unrest ignited by Mahsa Amini's death in police custody entered a sixth week despite a deadly state crackdown. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. If anybody has listened to me for any length of time, they know that I love talking to comedians because they work by themselves and they're always on. And such is the case with our next guest, who is really one funny guy. He's been in many clubs, including the Comedy Connection, Comics Roadhouse, and St. Mark's Comedy Club in New York, competed in Last Comic Standing at the Mohegan Sun. And we're going to bring him on right now to talk about some serious things, which isn't always the case with comedians. Joining us right now is Doug Wimette. Hi, Doug. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I have seen some of your stuff. Did you always wanted to do this?
I did, but I never necessarily had the confidence to do it. And then my colleagues at my job convinced me to go to an open mic. I tried it out, and there was a promoter there who saw me, thought I did a really good job, and he's been booking me ever since, kind of just completely taken off. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
But you know, Doug, you're getting into an end of the business that is very difficult because you're living and dying like every 4 seconds. A singer can always tell the guitar player to take a solo. The actor can say, we'll do another take. You're up there on that island totally by yourself.
I am, and I have a dad who was in the music industry for a long time, and I always tell him that he can always go up there and cover other people's songs, but I have to do completely material. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad that people tend to enjoy it while I'm up there.
Do you write all the stuff yourself, Doug?
I do. I write everything. I talk about my wife a lot. Everything I say about her, I get cleared by her, I do write it.
Good career move. George Carlin told me one time, well, I asked him, I said, George, you see things like nobody else sees them. I mean, you walk down a hall in a mall, and you see things that are funny. I walk down, and I don't see that. It's a unique talent. And you mentioned the fact now, which is one of the things we want to talk about, that you bring your wife into it. A lot of times comedians will bring their wife into a routine, but you do it on a very sensitive matter. Comedians say, well, you know, she can't cook or she doesn't know how to drive. Your wife suffered from CFS, which is chronic fatigue syndrome, which in her case has become debilitating. Tell us about it, Doug.
It has. About 5 years ago now, she was a event coordinator, traveling the country, running through conference centers and hotels, nonstop walking and running and putting in 12 to 13 hour days. She had two surgeries, and after the second one, her body never bounced back. She found that even after she healed from the surgery, she needed to still hold on to the wall because she was getting really lightheaded, and she was getting very tired very quickly. She went from doing thousands and thousands of steps a day to not being able to do 500. Took her to a doctor to figure out what could be going wrong with her. The doctor didn't seem to know much about it either. He just blamed all the symptoms and said, huh, that's weird. And then did blood work and imaging and then came back. And when he came back, she was lying on the floor of the doctor's office because she couldn't even sit up anymore.
Really?
And the doctor said, good news, we got your blood work and your imaging back and she's normal. And then I just looked at her on the floor and I looked at him and I'm like, there's no way this is normal. I learned very quickly that doctors say things are normal. That's a translation for we don't know what's wrong, but they don't want to say that. Went to go see a therapist about learning how to be a caregiver, and she recommended that I talk to people, and then that's where the conversation with my colleagues are like, well, if you have to talk to people about it, maybe you should go on a comedy stage because you're really funny. So that was the final straw that got me to try comedy after all these years.
They put her on antidepressants for a long time, didn't they?
They did. They originally just said that it was in her head and that she disliked her job, so she's just manifesting these symptoms to get out of doing work. My wife was valedictorian of her college program. She was ranked the third best hospitality student in the country and then was working for the largest conference and events company in the world in Connecticut. She's not a lazy person who tries to get out of work. That just didn't make any sense to us, but I mean, there's over 1 million people in America and over 20 million in the world that suffer from this. Majority of them, unfortunately, are getting told very similar things from their doctors.
When you use the comedy of her illness on stage, are there people that come up to you afterwards and say, boy, you got a lot of nerve, Doug. You know, your wife is very sick and you're making fun of her? Because there are people that think in that direction.
So at no point in my set do I make fun of her, and that's the skill to it, I think. I make fun of the doctor. My wife's lying on the ground and you're telling me that she's perfectly fine because she doesn't want to do her job. That's where I look at the doctor and say, I think you're the one who doesn't want to do your job. Every time there's situations that I bring up in my set where I talk about I take her to a hotel and we get this really nice handicap room on like the 20-something floor and she's in a wheelchair. So I push her out of the elevator. We're excited to be there, and right on the wall outside the elevator is a sign that says, in case of fire, use stairs. So I'm making fun of the hotel. It's always making fun of the way society or the world reacts to what she has, from a lack of knowledge to just crazy policies. When you go to theaters, most of the handicapped seats are in the back, so you put the people who can't stand behind all the people who can. George Carlin walking through a mall and noticing things. I walk through handicapped accessible areas and notice how inaccessible most of them are. And that's kind of where my jokes come from.
Does the whole act revolve around that? Because I've seen you do sets that didn't even address that.
No, it's a small segment of it. I don't know if people necessarily want to hear a half an hour to an hour of just my poor wife doesn't have the cure that she needs yet. So I'd say it's a smaller piece of my set, but it's definitely there and it's definitely memorable because people do come up to me after, but it's never upset. It's more either curiosity or they know someone else who has it and they're thrilled that somebody else is talking about it in a positive way.
Doug, is it hereditary? Is it curable?
There is no known cure. There's no diagnostic test and there's no evidence that it's hereditary. The only thing that they can find evidence to is it's much more prominent in females, but there's still a ton of men who have it as well.
Doug, it's called chronic fatigue syndrome, but there's also a very elongated name called ME. I'm not a doctor. How do you say this?
The ME is myalgic encephalomyelitis.
I thought that's what it was when I saw it.
The reason they came up with that additional part to the name is because chronic fatigue syndrome, people were hearing that name and thinking that it was only an illness that created fatigue. Didn't know about all the other many, many symptoms of this illness, and people were just looking at it and saying, well, I'm tired all the time too, so I don't see what makes your illness different from mine. So then they came up with myalgic encephalomyelitis, which has all the symptoms in it, but it's very hard for people who suffer from ME/CFS to get that out because of how tired their mind gets and how hard it becomes sometimes to even speak. There was one point I had to rush my wife to the emergency room because she went completely pretty much paralyzed. The only thing that worked were like her eyes were moving. So I had to rush her to the ER, and there's no way that she's able to even explain to the ER doctors what's going on without me being there. So it gets pretty scary. It's much more than just fatigue, and it's amazing how many people suffer from it and how many doctors either don't know much about it or dismiss it still.
I know that in this business, you got to go up there, as this old saying goes, the show must go on, and go through all of your comedy on top of it when you're the caregiver, not only managing your emotion. It's very difficult, I'm sure, from a mental standpoint to be able to do it. I don't know how you do it all the time, and it's very tough. It's a real professional that can overlook that and come up and do the show. And the birth, just about 7-8 months ago, of his son, who I saw a picture of, the child's beautiful. She was able to get pregnant, and you have a very healthy son.
We do. She has some amazing doctors that were able to keep an eye on her throughout the entire pregnancy. Spotted some red flags near the end, kind of scary, but it all worked out wonderfully. In the end, we have a son named Hayden who is amazing to both of us, but she got through it, and we keep our fingers crossed that she gets better and that doctors start to identify what's going on. One thing I can say, and I know everybody who has this different story, so I always make sure to say this is my wife's story and not the 20 million other people's stories, but she had the pregnancy, and she went from doing 500 steps a day before the pregnancy to now, the other day, she did about 4,000 to 5,000.
Really? I haven't done 5,000 steps so far this month.
She's showing very, very promising signs. I do everything I can to help raise awareness, not just for her, but for the millions of other people who are suffering from what she has.
What is the website we can go to for more information?
The Open Medicine Foundation. That is an organization that raises money and awareness for specifically ME/CFS. I've done a lot of promotion. I want to be clear, they do not pay me. I do not work for them. I am not a spokesperson for them. I just genuinely believe in what they're doing, and I voluntarily support their causes.
And Doug, where can we go to find where your upcoming shows are going to be?
DougWeMet.com is my website. My next show is going to be in Westerly, Rhode Island on November 12th at the United Theater. So DougWeMet.com.
How do I spell it again? It's O-U-I-M-E-T-T-E. Doug WeMet has been our guest. Funny, funny guy. One added note. I know Doug very well because he used to live across the street from me, and I watched him grow up, and he's grown up to be a real solid guy and a funny entertainer, which I hope one someday he'll be able to be an act that opens my concerts because he just is that good. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Our guest has been Doug Wimette, stand-up comedian, discussing his family life in his show and build awareness for chronic fatigue syndrome. Nice man and very talented. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is going to fill us in on a very important matter. They keep on saying that the pandemic is the tail end of being around, but the impact that it had on healthcare is still lingering. Joining us today is Dean Cameron, president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, and he's going to talk about the impact that all of the things that are happening in the medical field impact us on a day-to-day basis in the health insurance area. Dean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron.
Ron. I'm glad to be here and happy to visit with you on these important issues.
What are some of the issues that are being created right now because of the distrust and fraud among some commercials and advertisements promoting what to do for Medicare?
So that's a loaded question, Ron, so I'll break it down. Under the pandemic, a public health emergency was issued. That public health emergency was set to expire this week. It's now been extended to January 11th. What that means to your listeners is that if they, under the public health emergency, they were given additional benefits, they were, may have qualified for Medicaid, they may have got additional subsidy to buy traditional health insurance, those things all go away on January 11th. And so we anticipate some people will lose coverage or lose some of their benefits. They may be impacted by their telehealth or other issues that might be happening. Right now is open enrollment period for those that are 65 and older. They can buy their Medicare Advantage plans. Those under 65, that open enrollment period starts November 1st. And these are annual periods. They can look at their coverage each year. Right now, we start getting lots of commercials, lots of mailers, are offering plans that, frankly, many of them sound too good to be true because they are. You should deal with a local agent because most of the time, these are designed to get you to enroll, and you're enrolling with an agent that's somewhere out of state.
How can consumers ascertain what is a real promotion and one that isn't?
It is really confusing. It's confusing to begin with, and then you get all these commercials and free advice trying to steer you somewhere. Just know that there's no such thing as a limited time offer or a special discount. If you call now, we can get you money back. And just know that Medicare is never going to call and ask for your personal information. A, deal with an agent that you trust and know, and B, if you don't have an agent, go to your local state Department of Insurance, deal with the state health insurance assistance program.
In all 50 states, there is a state insurance commissioner. Dean, how does life insurance and health insurance relate to one another?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Ron. Under life insurance, you don't have to update it quite as often as health insurance. Under health insurance, your situation may change.
What about when you get a bill and a surprise balance on health care issues? How do you resolve it?
So most of health insurance plans are designed based on you going to an in-network facility. Under the new federal law, the No Surprises Act, the federal government has changed how that occurs. So if you get a surprise balance bill, the first thing I would do is I'd go back to that provider, I'd go back to that hospital or that doctor and say, hey, you need to fix this under the federal law. If they don't fix it, go to your Department of Insurance and they'll help you fix it.
Where can we go, Dean, for more information?
So go to your local agent if you can access them. Go to your Department of Insurance in your state, or if you don't know how to get there, go to NAIC.org and we'll help you.
Dean Cameron has been our guest. He is the president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, here to discuss why people should monitor their health insurance, especially now that this safety package that was initiated a little bit earlier during the pandemic expired, and it has been extended, thankfully, to January 11th. Well, our next guest co-hosted the successful HGTV series Design on a Dime. Her design book is called The Design Cookbook. We affectionately refer to her as the MacGyver of design. Joining us right now is Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Ron. I love coming on. I always find myself with you maybe three or four times a year.
Well, here we are now in the fall, and our attention now goes from the outside of the home to the inside of the home. You know, I was looking at my home the other day. We've got to start with the inside, but where do we start?
I say the laundry room. I'm switching it up. I usually say kitchen or living room, but this time I am going laundry room. And I specifically say with the washer and dryer. Today, I am joined by LG. This washer and dryer uses artificial intelligence. So it senses your load size, your fabric, and your level of soiling. It also has a smart pairing feature, so it recommends the dry cycle based on your wash cycle. You can do large loads in about 29 minutes.
You know, it's amazing, Kelly, that technology has reached every corner of our living. You'd never have thought that just a few years ago. I don't know how they do it. Is it difficult to learn?
No, you know what? It's super easy. It's honestly all these, it's almost like intuitive LED control. So basically, they talk to each other, smart pairings. It's like using a smart TV, but only it's a washer and dryer. And it's super sleek, super beautiful. Honestly, if you're in the market for a washer dryer or the steam closet, it's amazing.
Now, let's chat about money. Does it take a lot of money? money, because that, of course, is on everybody's front burner these days, to buy the latest things and do the latest things in any room in your house without breaking the bank. And you, of all people, will find a way, because you're like the queen of repurpose.
Yes. Well, that is true. Everybody knows I love to save money. One of the ways that you can do that, obviously, this fall is with PayPal. So with PayPal, you can save, earn rewards, and pay later. They actually have their PayPal Honey mobile and desktop extension. What this does is it automatically discovers coupons, applies them at checkout, and finds cashback offers on some of these eligible purchases. So you can definitely shop smart this season. You can go to PayPal for that. And also, pay later with PayPal lets you spread out the payments that work for your budget, so you could do weekly or maybe you can do monthly. So that's a great way to save money. I have a brand here. It's called True Earth. Now, True Earth is a great brand that not only has a great product, but they also focus their time on saving the planet. And instead of using the big jugs in your laundry room, they actually use laundry strips. So these are quite easy. You don't have to worry about measuring, overpouring. It's really one strip per load. Now, each of the strips is ultra-concentrated, hypoallergenic, really adds a punch of cleaning power. You just toss it in your washing machine. It has a heavy-duty formula, so it removes oil, grease, blood, smoke, all that stuff from your clothes. It's really a smarter way to clean. And by using the strips, you're not using the plastic packaging, which ends up in our waterways and our landfills. So it's a great way to also give back something for your laundry room, something for the environment, and, of course, something for your wallet, because it'll save you some money. And you go to true.earth and find out more information.
Let's talk about the Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home. That's been out for quite a while.
Yeah, you can purchase it on, I've seen some on eBay, Barnes & Noble.
Where can we go for more information on all of this and other ways to crisp up the home for the fall season and the holidays that are rapidly approaching, Kelly?
Well, you can obviously go to any of these brands' websites, or you go to my Instagram, which is Kelly Edwards Geek. I'll be posting all about these products there.
Great. Kelly, I'm sure that you and I will be chatting before too long again about how to get the homes ready for the holidays, but I always appreciate when you're here, and we look forward to your return.
Okay. We'll talk for the holidays.
Yeah, we'll talk for the holidays. We have a date. We're talking for the holidays. Thanks, Kelly.
Okay. Talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Our guest has been lifestyle and design expert, and boy, underline that expert part of it, Kelly Edwards, giving us some great ideas as how to get the house in shape for the fall and upcoming winter season. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include from the Smothers Brothers, Dick Smothers, actor, singer, movie producer John Schneider, from the Munsters, next week Halloween, so we thought we'd invite Butch Patrick on the scene, the mom from the Waltons and a seasoned actress, Michael Leonard, the beautiful actress, Angie Harmon, comedian Doug we met, and Dean Cameron and Kelly Edwards. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, Cecil right here, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.